Now the news. I'm Zhou Fang. Chinese President Xi Jinping will attend the closing ceremony of the Beijing 2022 Olympic Winter Games, scheduled on Sunday at the National Stadium. The Games officially kicked off on February 4th. President Thomas Bach of the International Olympic Committee hailed Beijing 2022 as a very successful Winter Olympics against the backdrop of the COVID-19 pandemic. As the most viewed Winter Olympics in China ever, the Games have also seen high ratings in countries such as Japan, Canada, and the United States. China's two-time world champions Sui Wenjing and Han Cong have claimed the figure skating pairs title at the Beijing Winter Olympics. They led both short program and free skate, collecting close to 240 points in total for the victory. The silver and the bronze went to two pairs of the Russian Olympic Committee. China's veteran free skier Xu Mengtao fulfilled her dream of winning an Olympic gold in the women's aerials at Beijing 2022. The four-time Olympian scored the winning mark of 108.61. Among the athletes in the final was her close friend, American star Ashley Caldwell. In an interview with CGTN, Xu spoke about their friendship.
We made our Olympic debuts both at the Vancouver 2010 Winter Games and have witnessed each other's ups and downs as well as happiness on the podium. Though she didn't clinch a gold in individual events during the Beijing Games, she was part of Team USA that won the inaugural Olympic mixed team aerials. We feel happy for each other.
After Xu's victory, Caldwell said it brought tears to her eyes. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has addressed the Munich Security Conference via video link. He calls on all parties in Ukraine to adhere to the Minsk II agreement. He suggests all countries be responsible and work for peace. The Ukrainian military says a soldier has been killed in clashes with Moscow-backed rebels in East Ukraine. Officials say the soldier received a fatal shrapnel wound as a result of a shelling attack. Some people are evacuating from eastern Ukraine to Russia amid the mounting tensions. Julia Chapman has more about how Russia has been dealing with these evacuees.
Russia is laying out the red carpet for the evacuees from eastern Ukraine. Around 30,000 of them are expected to arrive in the Russian city of Rostov. And undoubtedly, this is an issue being taken very seriously by the authorities here, with the Minister of Emergency Situations flying down to oversee this evacuation. A state of emergency has also been declared in the Rostov region ahead of an influx of people. Russian officials here in Moscow are saying that these people need to be protected. Many of them are Russian citizens because Moscow has been handing out passports to many people in eastern Ukraine over the years. And later, President Vladimir Putin is going to be overseeing more military drills, these ones strategic defense exercises, which will involve the launch of cruise and ballistic missiles. He's expected to be attending that with his Belarusian counterpart, Alexander Lukashenko. Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, is going to meet his U.S. counterpart, Secretary of State Antony Blinken, at some point next week as the two sides try to find a way to bridge the gulf between Russia and the West.
China is rolling out sequential COVID-19 booster vaccinations. According to its plan, people aged 18 and above who have received a full course of an inactivated vaccine can get a booster shot of a vaccine from one of several different technical lines. China's U22 lunar rover has discovered two macroscopic translucent glass globules during its exploration of the far side of the moon. No composition data has been obtained for the globules, but researchers say they are most likely impact glasses. They also say the globules are different from the glass beads sampled by the Apollo missions, as they are larger in size and exhibit colors. Former police officer Kim Porter has been sentenced to 2 years in the fatal shooting of black motorist Dante Wright. Porter mistook her handgun for her taser in firing on Wright as he resisted officers who pulled him over in a Minneapolis suburb last April. She was found guilty of first and second degree manslaughter in December. And that's the news. I'm Zhou Fang.